Ah, the woke sports media. They never cease to amaze me. The woke sports media relentlessly defends the NBA. What did I just tell you guys earlier this week? Remember when we were talking about the NBA's television ratings? The declining ratings in the playoffs? Remember how I said the media was strangely silent on the early ratings for the second round of the playoffs? But how eventually they weren't going to be able to ignore it. I told you guys that they would start coming up with excuses for why NBA ratings for the playoffs are still in decline. Well, here come the excuses. Courtesy of Ben Rohrbach over at Yahoo Sports. He posted this condescending article yesterday titled, "You Don't Really Have to Care About NBA Television Ratings." It's a pretty long piece, probably, 5 to 7 minute read, full of the usual woke media trope. I know better than you. Full of excuses of why NBA ratings just don't matter. You guys don't have to waste your time reading the article. I took the liberty of doing it for you. We're going to go over it today, and I will tell you where Ben Rohrbach is right and where he's mostly wrong. The article starts off with him contradicting himself right off the bat. We have discussed already this week how the four teams left in the playoffs are bad for the NBA because the majority of the league's superstar players are eliminated. He mentions how before last year, the two lowest rated NBA finals were 2003 Spurs-Pistons and 2007 Cavs-Spurs. Now, why were these the lowest rated finals before the record-breaking lows last year? Why is that? Well, it's not hard to figure out. The Spurs and the Pistons, they lacked mainstream stars. The casual NBA fan wasn't interested. He then goes on to defend the situation the NBA finds itself in now. With four teams that are lacking star power, Giannis being the biggest star left, Ben Rohrbach claims that this isn't bad for the NBA, it's not bad for their business, that people claiming that it is aren't considering the quality of basketball and are pretending that fans should be more concerned with the winner of a popularity contest than the NBA and the sport itself. Well, of course the NBA is a popularity contest. It's their own damn fault that fans perceive it that way. For 30 years, the NBA has marketed their league around superstar players instead of around teams. Now, that marketing strategy is fine as long as your superstar players around the league make the playoffs and stay in the playoffs. But when they don't, or when they get eliminated prematurely, well, then you're screwed. The casual NBA fan, they don't care about the Clippers. They don't give a damn about Devin Booker. Now, I think they're an exciting team. They're fun to watch. But I'm a diehard NBA fan. We're talking about the casual NBA fan. That is the fan that drives ratings in the playoffs. But don't forget, according to Yahoo Sports, NBA ratings don't matter. Ben Rohrbach goes on to say that NBA ratings have become political, and he blames Donald Trump. Now look, I am not a Trump defender. I wasn't a big fan of Donald Trump. I'm glad he won over Hillary Clinton, and he's damn sure better than the disaster we have in office now, but I wasn't a fan of a lot of Donald Trump's antics. I didn't really like him calling out the NBA or the NFL. I thought it was beneath him as president, but Donald Trump didn't make the NBA or its ratings political. The NBA made itself political. Donald Trump didn't make LeBron James or the NBA go woke. Donald Trump didn't paint Black Lives Matter on the court. Donald Trump didn't make players wear those SJW messages on the back of their jersey. Donald Trump didn't force NBA players to boycott their own playoff games, to take a stand. The NBA became political on its own. So, of course, when ratings dove off a cliff last year, the natural reason that most people came up with was the injection of woke politics. Ben Rohrbach calls these grand conclusions that just aren't true. He points to the fact that the Warriors-Lakers play-in game is proof that people did not abandon the NBA because of woke politics. It was the NBA's largest audience since 2019. He also claims playoff ratings for the first round were in line with 2019. Clearly, he did not do his research. If you've been following the channel, then you already know that ratings this year were down 7 to 11% in comparison to 2019. Also, 2019 ratings were awful. They were god-awful. At the time, people thought NBA ratings could not get any lower. And now, in regards to Warriors-Lakers, the play-in game, that number, that big rating, should be credited to Steph Curry, not LeBron James. If LeBron James was the draw, then how come the six games that he played against the Suns in the first round didn't match the play-in rating? Ben Rohrbach blames the record low ratings from last year's playoffs on numerous factors. The bubble, the lack of crowds, the circumstances. I assume he means COVID when he says that. But he claims that the NBA audience has come back this year. Now, to be fair, I'm sure those factors did have something to do with the record low ratings last season. I mean, let's be fair here. But the main reason for the record low ratings was woke politics. And two, some people have come back to the NBA, but not all. If everyone came back, how come ratings for the regular season this year were at or near record lows? Well, he has an answer for that too. Ben Rohrbach says that the regular season was watered down. It was too rushed. The schedule was too condensed. NBA arenas were empty. The NBA regular season, it's been watered down for years because players treat the regular season like it doesn't matter. If Ben Rohrbach is right that low ratings for the regular season were an anomaly this year, then how come ratings in the NBA have been declining for years during the regular season? There was no COVID in 2019, 2018, 2016. Ratings in the NBA have been on a steady decline since 2012. Why? There is one common denominator. 2012, 2013, that is around the time that LeBron James started to go woke. His wokeness increased over time. The woker that LeBron James and the NBA became, the lower their ratings went. Now next, the Yahoo article got into the demographics of the NBA audience. And this is where they actually make a good point. When it comes to advertisers, they care about the total size of your audience, but what they really care about is the demographics. The NBA is the top league in the country when it comes to drawing a young audience. NBA fans are the youngest of any sports league. Phil Mickelson winning the Masters last month trounced the NBA playoffs in the ratings. But the NBA won in the two key demographics that matter most to advertisers, 18 to 34 and 18 to 49. So the NBA does cater to a younger fan base. But the last part of this article is what I found the most interesting. We have stated several times on the channel that the NBA has turned its back on America. What I'm about to share with you, it kind of gives some insight into that theory. It mentions the fact that the NBA reaches a billion people in over 215 countries. Damn near 75% of the NBA's audience is outside of the United States. Of the NBA's hundreds of millions of followers on social media, 70% are outside of the United States. So it's all kind of starting to make sense here. The tone of this Yahoo Sports article makes it seem like the NBA doesn't need the American audience anymore. And the way the NBA acts sometimes, especially some of its players, you'd be inclined to think that they feel the same way. That is a risky proposition, though. Remember that saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you? The NBA might be a global league, but out of 215 countries, one country makes up 25% of the audience, America. The other 214 share the other 75%, meaning America remains the largest audience for the NBA. One of the problems with abandoning the United States and relying on foreign countries, You are one pissed off leader or one pissed off dictator away from being banned from that country altogether. We saw that happen with China in the NBA a couple of years ago when Daryl Morey upset the CCP when he supported freedom fighters in Hong Kong. China banned the NBA. But the truth is, unlike what Ben Rohrbach says, NBA ratings do matter. Hell, if they didn't matter, he wouldn't have made the point that the league does so well in the key demographics. There is no covering up for the fact that the NBA has lost over half of its audience since 2012. There's no covering up for the fact that ratings for the regular season were abysmal, and the playoffs have not been much better. The woke sports media can come up with any excuse that they want for the NBA's poor ratings. But the truth is, the NBA just isn't as popular in America as it used to be. And even as it used to be just a few years ago. All right, what do you guys think? Do NBA television ratings matter? Also, do you feel the NBA has turned its back on America? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know what you're thinking. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.